Yeah, that old AI devil has no new game. He's a defeated foe, but he has no new game. One of the games is to try to teach you that he's not a defeated foe, to train you to think that way. That's true for your flesh, because the king of Tyre is king of the flesh, so your flesh is always saying, you gotta drink, you gotta smoke, you gotta eat that sugar, you gotta chase that woman, this on him here, you gotta do this, you gotta be lazy, you gotta sleep, oversleep, you gotta blame game, you gotta play excuses, blame somebody else, you gotta gaslight yourself. It's the same AI game playing out in front of you as inside you, but you overcome it by dying daily, dying to the old Adam, raising up in the new Adam. But it's not your power, it's Christ in you. And so this is where the works-based people think they got something, but they're actually an AI program, because they're trying to work hard to walk in the Spirit. They're trying to walk in the Spirit by works, by energy of the flesh, by some kind of earthly, fleshly tools. But you can't walk in the Spirit in your own power. You never could and you never will. So why try? And that's why I say a lot of these churches, they give you all these rules to follow, just like the corporations. You got to follow this rule. And they can't even keep the rules. The very thing that they accuse you of, they can't even do on their end. How many times have you seen higher-ups end up in jail or sexual harassment or whatever on the job, and they want you to follow all these rules, but they can't even do it? They want to set up these higher limits that you can't even keep. I mean, they want you to keep, but they can't even keep. That nobody can keep. Never be late on a project. But they put you under pressure and don't give you enough tools, enough people to do the job, enough resource to do the job, because it's a befallen system. It's all lies. It's all outward show. It's all plastic painted face. It's a plastic painted face that they can't even keep. So the man gets married, and he marries this woman. He's in love with her, and she gives him a honey-do list. Well, why don't she have a honey-do list? It don't make sense, people. It's upside-down system. If he's working two jobs, why ain't she keeping the house, you know? And she tries to flip it. And I'm sure the women feel the same way. Man gets married, she marries a man, and she has to work full-time, and he works part-time, plays video games. I understand it flipped. You can flip it either way. I understand that. I mean, I actually see these grown adult men sitting around playing video games all day. And I'm like, you're in delusional land, man. You're in delusions. Unless you're making money off a video game. Unless you're learning something spiritual out of a video game. Life is the game. I don't like communicating with these unsaved. Hellbound sinners. I don't like communicating with them. I don't even like being around them. Only thing I really can do is say, Jesus saves. That's all I can do. Jesus saves. If they can't hear that, then I just shake the dust. What do you think the media and the TV is all about? It's to brainwash people into a works-based salvation. It's to brainwash people into evolution. It's to brainwash people that they came from an ape. It's to brainwash people to think that they're God, that there's no God. It's all brainwashing. Everything that comes across the pipes. TV, radio, social media that rises up. It's all to brainwash you. We're going to the stars. No, we're not. The Bible says world without end. We're not going to the star. Why would a earthbound clay creature that needs water leave a earth that's full of water? And you're not going to the stars because gravity, grave, sin is the gravity, grave. The gravity of the matter is your flesh is going back to the grave. The blue letter, the blue sky keeps you in the book. The flesh. There's going to be a new heaven, new earth. But right now, this earth is befallen. It's going to be renovated. But this blue sky represents law. And your flesh body is under the law. The flesh is nothing but sin. It's under law. That's why the sky is blue. That's why the sky is blue. The flesh is nothing but sin. The sky is blue. Because blue represents law. And the flesh is under law. Is under a curse. The earth is befallen. Time is befallen. Look it up in the etymology what it really means. Time means to befall. Adam and Eve dropped us down into time. In Adam all die. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. She's befallen. Adam chose to go down with the ship. But he had to because it was a type and shadow. He knew he was a prophet. He knew he had to typology after Christ. Jesus went down with the ship, but he rose again. Eternal life can't be held in the grave. He rose from the dead. You're in the book. You're in the Bible. It's playing out all the time. If His word is forever settled in heaven, and that's the script, the scripture, your script, and the preachers tell you to read the scripture and follow the scripture, that's your script. Why would the preacher say follow the scripture? Because it's your script. And your script, any script is a book, right? So this 3D experience is a book. It's a book. It's a simulated training program.